Fox 103 and the Outdoor Show. Where are those fish biting? Our outdoor guy has the inside details. Should you fish the small inland lakes or along the shores of Lake Superior? What's biting? With our outdoor guy, Adam Carpenter. Only on Fox 103.
Well, we haven't talked to Chris from Baby Bait and Tackle in a while down on Little Bay to Knock, so let's call and see what's happening down on Little Bay to Knock for, well, we know the walleye fishing hasn't been the best, but let's check in anyway and see what's happening on Little Bay to Knock.
Baby Bait.
Hey, Chris, it's Adam from The Outdoor Show. I thought I'd give you a jingle today.
All right.
You got a moment?
Sure.
I got a feeling I know what you're going to say, but you know, we got to take the bad news with the good, so let's have it.
been pretty quiet here for the last 4 or 5 days with this front just sitting on top of us, so
right.
I haven't had too much activity happening out on the bay. Prior to that, though, actually our pike fishing has really picked up considerably. Last Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we did pretty well throughout the bay fishing for pike. Anywhere you had any weeds, just go out and cast or troll with some spinner baits and you'll run into some pike.
That's good news. It'll probably turn right back on then when we get a good warm-up.
Yeah,
here.
It should be. This weather this weekend looks like it's going to be back to normal, so hopefully things will pick up where we left them off and should be pretty decent.
Any recommendations for folks? Maybe we can stop by your shop there to pick up some pike baits?
Sure. Just your basic spinner baits, something like you would use for bass fishing. Mm-hmm. They actually work really well on pike. Pretty straightforward bait. You throw it out, you reel it in. You don't have to work it or anything. They're pretty much weedless, so it's a real easy bait for most people to use, and they work.
You ever see anybody use buzz baits?
You know, I've never done a whole lot with pike on buzz baits here. Growing up out in Minnesota, I used to catch them all the time out there, but it's not to say that they won't work, but wouldn't be my first choice, let's put it that way.
Your typical spinnerbait you're talking about with willow blades or Colorado blades? Or
yeah, you tandem blades. You can have one of each on there. No particular color. I mean, the pike, they seem to like the brighter colors, so your whites and chartreuses are always a good choice. And they still, like I said, they still work real well for the bass out here, too, in a smallmouth.
Yeah, okay. And so what are you anticipating with the walleye? What are you hoping for this weekend? Are this warmer weather, do you think it is going to... I know I can't hurt, of course, but...
Well, it's hard to say what's going to happen here. This is our normal slow time of the summer for the walleyes. We have quite a few alewives in the bay now. The mayfly hatches have started, so top of the already kind of slow season we've been having this year, now we have all this natural feed out there that you have to compete with, so
right.
I would maybe focus my efforts on other things.
Understand.
I did talk to some guys this morning that did real well on perch here yesterday, right out off the Gladstone Beach.
And there you go.
Just anchored up and just fished some minnows over the side of the boat, and they did real well with that. And we're hoping the salmon fishing gets started in the lower end of the bay any time now.
I heard that there's an exuberant amount of alewives this year. Are you seeing that also around your area?
Yeah, it seems like there's good numbers of them. It sounds like they're bigger alewives. You know, they're older, bigger fish, so it's just that much better feed for everything out there.
Yeah, okay. Well, Chris, thank you very much. Anything else you want to add?
I think that's about all I got for right now.
Chris from Baby Bait and Tackle, right on Little Bait and Knock. This is The Outdoor Show, only here on Fox 103.